You're listening to In the Raven's Nest on Koa. Voice is hurting. So we're just going to jam some stuff and I'm going to sing some songs. So stick around. It's going to be fun. You're listening to KOWA 106.5. And I love you very much.
KOWALP Olympia.
All right, we're in studio with Chantel Tibbs and our own Bacchus. Yes, the Lord of Bacchanalia. So we're going to do a little sound check right now and then get into some jamming. That sound good? All right. No more Bacchus? Bacchus is dead. Sad day. All right, y'all. It's all good. All right. All right. So, can we get a sound check here, and then y'all do your thing. Check, check, check.
Do you want to sing more?
Yeah, let's sing that song.
You want to sing it? I probably can't do it, but you can sing it. I'll put it for you.
Yeah, I'm not picking up on those. These mics. These mics aren't picking anything up.
So, what? Excuse us for technical.
Alright. Is it picking up on there now? Okay. You start it out.
absolutely beautiful.
Someone else like cover something of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's by the way, this is sorry about the voice, guys.
Yeah. Chantel lost her voice last night, so everybody hope that she gets it back, because I think, you know, the world needs to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you.
It's a shame, you know.
I'm doing everything I can. Thanks for doing that. That felt really good. It's been a hell of a morning, you know?
Sweet.
Yeah.
No problem. That was fun. You want to play another one?
Sure.
Let's see what we can play. Let's play a blues song. It's basically just like E and A.
E and A? Yeah. G minor and A?
Yeah. Or like, yeah.
Do you want to try the guitar this time and I can do the drums?
Whatever you want.
Okay.
You want me to do a guitar?
Yeah, sure. Sounds good.
Guitar or drums?
Guitar is better. Is it cool if I shout out a few people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Here's my shout out. I'm using little pieces of my voice I have left to say thank you to some amazing people. One of them, of course, being my mother. My best friend, Juan. My best friend, Swilma. Jenna Kemp for being here. Jen for being here on the road with me. also, there's a few small companies that really helped me out. Warner Buttons is one of them. Hankettes in Canada and IZ Designs. And a company that made it possible for me to be able to accept payments on my iPhone. They could have held out and did it for like signed artists, but they didn't. They let an indie artist take that kind of technology on the road. So thank you so much, Square. And thanks, Paul, Jack at Square. And thank you guys for having me here.
No problem. Yeah, everybody who would like to donate money to people so that they can rid the world of silliness should donate their money to KOWA.
Yes.
And what's the thing, Matt? I mean, Avery? What's the KOWA thing?
We need money.
Yeah.
To bring
it's
this to you.
KOWA LP PO Box 718798507.
So
send your money there.
That being said, I think let's get on with this beautiful little jam session and kick it. Alright.
So E and A is what we're going for here?
Yes.
Thank you.
That was our own D with Chantel Tibbs and her band doing Devil at the Crossroads, and a beautiful rendition, I might say. So what y'all got for us next?
I don't know. Have y'all ever been down to Mississippi before?
No, I have not.
I don't think I have, no.
Have you ever been to Clarksdale, Mississippi? Well, you would. That place is crazy. That's what, well, that song was like, have you ever heard of Robert Johnson before?
No, have you?
Is he, he's a blues musician, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I've heard of him. I haven't heard much of his music, but I can't claim to be an expert. I just heard of him.
Yeah, he was pretty cool. That's where he, like, supposedly went down to the crossroads and talked to the, like, wood spirit shadow dude and shit. And never mind. Everybody knows that's, like, we talk about that on KWA all the time, so it's fine.
Common knowledge here.
So, a shout out to Mississippi.
Yeah, Mississippi's awesome. You should go down there, and they would like your music down there, probably.
What city?
You should go to Louisiana and go to Baton Rouge. Y'all want to hear one of my songs?
Yeah?
Yes.
Let me see. This is a song I wrote when I was in San Francisco a long time ago.
Thank you.
Nice, cool.
That was gorgeous. What was it called?
The Crone. The Crone?
The Crone.
Yeah. We should play. I wish you could play, what No One's Believer or whatever. That song would be fucking cool.
I can try. I can do the Raspy remix. Does anybody already have the Raspy remix?
Yeah.
Okay. Or I could sing it if you want.
Or you can
if you
want to
save your voice.
I'm interested to see if I can actually sing.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
One time that happened to me, and so I just whispered all my lyrics. And it sounded really, really
creepy.
Awesome. Yeah, it was great. So it was like all...
I'm going to bring this mic super close, and I'm just going to do this.
All right. Where are the chords on the album?
Oh, hold on a second.
Thank you.
hear another song about the devil.
Maybe a bluegrass session about the devil, right?
I know.
Let me take that. Let me see. Look at the tambourine.
You gonna do this? Play along with him?
Okay.
It's just A minor and E and E.
A minor, E, and E?
A minor, B, and E.
B and E?
D and E.
Oh, D and E, got it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nah, speaking of the devil now, y'all should go on a mission to try and find him in your couches, sofas, love seats, what have you. And while you're there, take all of the change that you find and send it down to the radio station to bring you more beautiful music like this. That'd be much appreciated. Now, I'm going to set you back up with the band here in the studio. But before I do, I want you to know that this is KOWA, and we're listening to you. All right.
What time is it?
I don't.
It's easy. Just play what you don't have or something.
Alright.
Wait, how we're okay right for time?
Yeah.
Thank you.
what kind of stories do y'all have from your tour?
Oh, okay. I owe you a story.
You don't? Well...
I do, I think so.
Yeah, that is technically the...
technically,
the,
that's
the
true.
The rules of bird country, of bird... Those are the rules that birds follow, you know, to keep things orderly up in the trees.
I'm trying to think of some of those ones. I've got some stories that kill people. They're just like, what? Let me think of the best one.
Okay. This is a quick one, so it'll work for my voice. When I was younger, my mom worked and my dad stayed home, and I was obsessed with ketchup, and I really liked ketchup. I put it on everything if I could. It was the new tomato sauce for me, and it was easily accessible. I didn't have to use the oven. I was like 4 or 5. And my dad fell asleep one day on the couch. I was like, Dad, I'm hungry. He's like, I'll be up in like 5 minutes. 5 minutes turned to 10, and I was like, Dad, I'm hungry. And he was like, get away from me. Kid? No, it wasn't like that. He was tired. So anyway, I made a ketchup sandwich. And I overdid it on the ketchup, like bled through the bread. It was disgusting. I took 2 bites of that stuff, and to this day, at age 26, I can't stand to be around ketchup. Can't stand the smell, can't stand it on my hands, can't have it anywhere near me. So, as some of you may know, and most of you don't, I'm pretty queer. So, when I came out, the first person I came out of the closet to was my brother, Chris, who's awesome. And I said, Chris, I think I'm into girls. And he was like, you should tell. You're not a lesbian. You're just a quitter. You quit on ketchup, and now you're quitting on men.
That is crazy.
That's my story.
I've got a kind of similar story. When I was really little, when I was like 3, I used to take a shower with my dad, and one time he had shaving cream on his face, and I tasted the shaving cream, and I freaked out, and I was, because you know how when you're a kid, you're super sensitive, and so bad taste and stuff like that just freaked you out really bad, and it was like traumatic or whatever, and then, so after that, I couldn't eat like sour cream.
Bad association.
Yeah.
It looks just like it.
Yeah, and I still don't eat it. I mean... I don't know, just the texture of it or something.
It's those first 5, man. They fuck with the animals.
That's cool. We got to play one more song. What do y'all want to play?
Do you want to play your song?
Sure.
She has a song she wrote.
Sweet.
And I'll just play the drums to it. And you can.
It's pretty simple. Chords are just A minor, F, C, E, and 7th.
Right on.
Thank you.
sucks that your voice got fucked up when you were in Olympia and shit.
It's okay. I gotta do the sinus infection remix of my set tonight with extended jam outs in between the songs. I'll probably pick like 4 songs. And I'm gonna push my voice to the absolute max. I have tomorrow off and most of the next day. So I'll recoup. I'm gonna have to scream tonight.
Yeah, for real.
All right, this is KOWA, and that was Chantel Tibbs with our own D in studio. Thank you for listening. It's about time for the next show.
Honoring Mother Earth.
Honoring Mother Earth. Here is KOWA 106.5.
Is that set up? It's the one that says like PRG something. PRG 7 or something. Or no, it's... I'll see.
Excuse us for a moment. We're having length difficulties with our thought process here.
Where'd Jen go?
She had to go to coffee. What's that?
Excuse me. One World Report is next. And it should be queued up here in about 3...
Good evening, I'm Antonio DeLeo. On this special edition of the KBCS One World Report, we take a break from our usual Northwest reporting to bring you what we consider a significant presentation on the state of journalism and the media. Prominent media activists John Nichols and Robert McChesney are authors of the recent book titled The Death and Life of American Journalism. They recently spoke at the University of Washington on Martin Luther King Day. They talked about the potential extinction of market-driven American journalism. And they looked in the past towards the birthplace of this country for a possible solution. Stay tuned to find out more from John Nichols and Robert McChesney in their own words. This is your progressive source of Northwest news and information, One World Report. Produced live at the studios of Community Radio, KBCS, Bellevue, Seattle. 2 weeks ago, journalists and media activists John Nichols and Robert McChesney appeared at the University of Washington on Martin Luther King Day. They were in Seattle to talk about their new book titled The Death and Life of American Journalism, The Media Revolution That Will Begin the World Again. It declares American for-profit journalism is on the brink of extinction. Look no further than the ever-growing number of newspapers shutting down, consolidation of media outlets, and the widespread loss of jobs in these fields. Despite the gloom and doom, both speakers believe there is hope. In the first part of this speech, we hear from John Nichols, the Washington, D.C. correspondent for The Nation and editor of Wisconsin's Madison Capital Times.